Hi guys, thank you guys for joining us on another episode of Music and Marriage. My name is Nikita, I am your host, and this is my co-host.
I'm like Red Square. Our day, one more time, you don't know, Music and Marriage Podcast, episode 49. Season 4, brand new season. Let me just say that.
Yes, season 4. You know what I mean?
Give thanks for tuning in. How y'all doing out there? Hope everything is good.
Yes, hope everyone is doing well. Hope everyone is in good spirits. We thank you guys for joining us again. You could be anywhere right now, but you're right here and you're spending your time with us. And we give thanks for that.
Greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, so what's going on? How you been?
Yeah, everything cool.
Tell the people cool. How
you been since the last episode. Yo, I just wanted to say, right? The last beach day, right? That beach, Bob Marley Beach. All who don't know, right? Bob Marley Beach, located in Bull Bay, St. Andrew. Just as you pass the airport.
I thought it was
St.
Thomas.
No, St. Andrew. St. Andrew.
Okay.
Bull Bay is still in St. Andrew. Rural St. Andrew, East Rural St. Andrew, I think.
Okay.
The thing is, when you're coming from the airport, Norman Manley Airport, right? Going around the roundabout, stay to your right, seeing, continue into Bull Bay, and then when you reach 9 miles, make sure to pull over, ask somebody, where is Bob Marley Beach?
There's a little sign there.
Yeah, there's a writing on the wall that says Bob Marley Beach.
Welcome to Bob Marley Beach.
You know what I mean? Listen, man. We just want to say, I've been a child growing up, you know, become a big man now. I think that is probably one of the most beautiful waters I've ever been to and really noticed. You know, you're born on an island, so you know, really, I notice certain things until you go out and you come back in and it's like, Jano.
Yeah.
The water, yeah. It's like, you feel like a tourist. Like, you're looking from a tourist point of view.
Yeah.
And Bob Marley Beach is definitely it.
If you don't want to travel, if you're in Kingston area or St. Andrew area, and you don't want to travel too far into country.
Yes.
To go to a beach, Bob Marley Beach is definitely recommended.
And we've been to a couple of beaches in the area. You don't know, Elsha over there. Mm-hmm. I'm in St. Catherine. Also, Boardwalk Beach is also nice. Mm-hmm. But Bob Marley Beach.
The water, warm and nice.
Yeah. The only
blue
thing.
Blue and clear.
Yeah, you can't really go too far. You can't really go too far out.
Because the water takes you in like real quick.
Because the current kind of strongish. Yeah. And if you can't swim, you know what I mean? But if you can swim, trust me, perfect. Bob Marley Beach. Me love it.
Is that who can't swim though?
No, I'm not calling no names. No. I'm just saying, if you can't swim...
Damn, I just gave myself away.
Yeah, because, you know, me have to stay close because you don't know the kids and a certain other individual can't really swim. So, you know what I mean? But, yo, listen, man, trust me. Nice, relaxed vibration. Nobody not trouble you or hassle you.
Quiet.
If you're a tourist, right? If you're a tourist and you go out in the tourist resort areas, you know, people out there every now and again, maybe a haggle you here and there. But Bob Marley Beach, nobody don't even see you.
Yeah.
You just slip in and slip out.
Yeah.
Park your car.
No pun intended. Pause do your on thing. That one. Slip in and slip out. Yeah, whoa. Pause. Okay. Pause. But yeah, Bob Marley Beach is definitely the place to be, like, if you're here in Kingston or St. Andrew, as I said, you don't want to travel far into country.
Yeah.
Or you don't want to go up in, you know, the hills, because sometimes the road is extremely bad.
Yeah.
Like, Bob Marley Beach is definitely, even though the little path to get there is a little rocky.
It's a little rocky.
But, you know, Jamaica
this. But it's not terrible.
A Jamaica this, you know what I'm saying?
Not as rocky as when we went to the river the other day in a Stony Hill. And we had to, geez. Like,
go over hills and valleys. Go to the up one hill, down one river, down one lane,
and the roads
one
are
parts. Like, It was different. Yeah. And the walk was like another 10 minutes additional. It wasn't 5 minutes. It was more than 5 minutes. It's like a 10 minute walk to get to the river. But it was a lovely, you know, scenery. Nice. It was nice nature. Beautiful, you know,
man. If you're into nature.
Yeah, it was definitely nice. What is that?
Bowden Hill?
I don't know the name.
I think it's Bowden Hills.
But it's in Stony Hill.
Yeah. I'll get the name for you, and then later on, you know, I'll let you guys know. But yeah, trust me.
Yeah.
Bob Marley Beach is it. See?
Yeah.
Make sure to check in on that. Yeah, basically, you know, that's the vibe. I really didn't want to say that because, you know, a lot of people always call and, you know, yo, where the best place to go? Where the best place to go? And sometimes, you know me, when I really know nowhere like that.
Please.
You know what I mean?
Until the right person call. Then he knows everything and everyone and everywhere.
When I really know nowhere like that, because I'm going to go out. When I go out, all right, I'm a Kingstonian. At heart.
All right, that I can definitely say. Understand? He tries to stay in.
So I don't really know much outside of Kingston and St. Andrew. Let me just say that. So if you say, yo, what's going on around a Spanish town? I have no idea what's going on around a Spanish town. Because I don't really go outside Kingston and St. Andrew. That's just who I am, you know what I mean? Naturally. So, yeah, I just want. Wanted to get that out there, you know, if you're looking for somewhere to go nice and touristy type of look, but not too far, and you don't have to pay a dollar, Bob Marley Beach is it.
Yeah, definitely. Bob Marley Beach, we've been enjoying the summer so far, enjoying the waters, you know, from the river to the beach, to the beach, to the river.
Yeah.
You know, we've just been back and forth, and it's been so wonderful because I love the water. I'm a water baby, so you know,
yes,
it's been,
and the children are also
exactly water babies. Yes, they all love the waters like me, so you know, it's a joy to be able to experience these places with them that I've never been before, because I don't really know Jamaica that much. So you know, being able to go in these different adventures with them is quite amazing, I shall say.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, that's all we've been really doing, just beach and like beach bombs.
The water.
But
big up Wildman too. You know, I'm out there as a custodian of the beach, so to speak.
Yeah.
So you know, if you ever need a contact out there, you can always link me. I'm gonna link you up with Wildman, and yeah, I'm gonna do the thing.
Oh yeah! Shout out to my nail tech, Nikki Daldup. She's in Crossroads.
Yeah, that's. Close to the fish pot on Harper Tree Road.
Yes.
Harper Tree Road. I don't remember the name of the salon,
but I'll tag it in the description.
Yeah.
Make sure you definitely, if you're in Jamaica, you need your nails done, make sure you go and stop by her, Nikki Daldup, to get your nails done.
That's her Instagram, Nikki Daldup.
Yeah, I think that's her Instagram.
Okay.
So, yeah, make sure you go and get your nails done, you know what I'm saying, when you get to Jamaica and thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, what do you want to chat about today? What do you want to talk about today?
Today's topic. I don't know what I was watching, but I was watching something and this topic came about, and I was like, something that would be interesting to talk about. How do you feel about, do you feel like a spouse should defend their spouse against family who are speaking ill or speaking against them? So do you think that you should defend me when your family's talking shit about me?
Of course, you know. That is definitely a yes.
Okay.
You know, there are always instances where maybe the situation is that they're saying something that maybe it's an observation and not necessarily talking shit, but you might view it as talking shit. And that might maybe cause some confusion. But overall, I think that a man should, or a woman should always defend, you know, his or her spouse. If, you know, situations come up that, you know, maybe you're not there to defend yourself or talk for yourself.
But suppose if it's like somebody that you're really close to that's in your family, and they're maybe, as you said, they're not really talking shit, but they're saying something of their opinion, and it could be somewhat true, but then it could, you know,
you know me, Nikita. A truth me deal with, me defend truths. You understand? But at the same time, like me say, family, your family is my family.
Mm-hmm.
My family is yours. So there is no
choosing sides.
Situation where I feel like, you know, me I gotta have to choose a side or something.
Well, I wouldn't say necessarily it's about choosing sides, but it would just be like, okay, if, all right, saying I'm at home, because we kind of had a conversation recently about, you know, I'm not going to mention any names or specifics of what we talked about, but we had a discussion the other day about, you know, someone talking ill of you.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I kind of was cool with it. Yeah. Like, I was like, yeah. In my dog shit.
Yeah. The whole family has sent me a dog shit. Yeah.
And I was jumping in like, yeah, my dog shit for true. Because, right, and you know.
Based upon hearsay at that. Hearsay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, in that situation, I didn't defend you.
Mm-hmm.
But in it,
but you acted naturally, you did what you felt was natural to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You hear everybody has said this, and you don't know me like that. At the time, I didn't know you like that.
But it wasn't necessarily about how everyone was feeling, but it was more so of what I was hearing of what was happening. You get what I'm saying? So I was judging off of that.
Naturally, you never know me like that.
Yeah.
So you gotta go with your family. I said.
Now I'm going to go with what I hear, not what everybody else is saying. I'm going to go with what I heard.
And that they probably hear.
And what I heard was negative stuff. It was nothing positive. So I was just like, yeah, he a piece of shit.
Exactly. So you did that. Go with what your family has said. What everybody has said. So nothing wrong with that. Because that situation is kind of different. You know, you never know me at the time.
Exactly. But in the instance. Now
that you know me.
I knew you, but I didn't know you to the extent that I do now.
Yeah.
So in the instance that I know you, like the situation where I know you more now, like
what would you do in retrospect?
Oh no, nobody. They couldn't even say because I'd have been stopped that. Like, nah, playboy, hold on, we're not gonna do that.
Yeah, but suppose it was true.
If it's true, now then yeah, you're a piece of shit. I mean,
and that's what I said.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
You can't really go around it and be like, okay, well, no, I'm gonna defend it. Like, it is what it is.
If you fuck up. Excuse me, that's it.
It's going to be hard for you to come back from and defend it. Yeah.
Especially when it's not someone outside of the family.
Yeah.
Now, if it was somebody outside that chat shit, then you have to shut it down, whether true or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I come home, I make you know, say, baby, no, say, you do this wrong, and you make people are
yeah.
But me not going to violate you in front of nobody where we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We not going to side with nobody outside.
So would you violate me in front of somebody that you do know? Because that's kind of what it sounds like.
No, me not side with nobody outside of the family. Regardless of who you are, I mean, I side with no matter if you're wrong or right.
Some will probably say that you shouldn't side with anyone outside of this household. It should just be me and you. It shouldn't be a family, like a whole thing. It should be like the husband and wife against the whole world.
Me differ because my family is my family, extended and all. You understand me? I said the people are me close.
So what you're trying to say, like an in-law or a step is the same as...
No, extended meaning like cousins, uncles.
Okay.
Rare.
Okay.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
family are family.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, for me, other people view it different. You're right. Yeah, people will say, "Well, immediate like, families is we know your household,
like your husband, your wife, your children, and then outside of that." Okay.
When I see the family that way, in our culture, in a Jamaican culture, are the extended family really?
Mm-hmm.
You understand? So we have your cousin them and your this and your that and your ray and your ray. Your everybody in your house good and all of them are your brother and sister, mother and father.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are your cousin, auntie, niece, nephew, ray, and only living at the same house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I kinda like that vibe that I grew up under. And once you come into my family as my wife, then you inherit the whole away. and me feel like me inherit your family as well. So if a man or a woman decides,
them are gonna say, whole family. Yeah. I don't even inherit my, I don't even own half of my family, so I don't know about that. I mean,
then so if you draw a line, then me have to draw the line too.
Yeah. Once I draw the line, okay, as long as that's understood. Like,
yeah, once you draw the line.
If I
draw the line,
especially when it comes to family members, like if it's my family and I draw the line and I'm like, listen, this person is off limits, we don't speak to them, we keep it pushing, it should be respected.
Yeah, man, we're going to draw the line from you, draw the line.
Okay.
Definitely, on your end. But for my side, of course, to me, draw the line at some point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all do.
Yeah, but you're very lenient, so...
Yeah, we all draw the line.
Which is a good thing sometimes because at the end of the day, some people do need second chances. Or some things do need an explanation. Like, it's not everything that you're just supposed to cut off and just keep it moving.
Definitely.
And that's the type of person that I am. I like just cut it off and just keep it moving. Like, I don't got time for the back and forth. Yeah. I'm not going to do the arguing with you. I'm not going to do the, you know what I'm saying, the tit for tat.
Yeah.
So before we do all of that, I'd rather just know I just keep my distance. I'm over here and you over there, and we just keep it cool.
Yeah, me understand that. We all draw the line. Me draw the line too. You have some family that are not, where you not really know, or you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like people were just not like it, and for whatever reason it is, and you draw the line. That's about, you know, immediate family and people we deal with on a general basis.
Yeah.
You now go hear them and say something and take your side or take for them side. Make a balance. You understand? And say deal with it in a balanced manner.
But how would you deal with it in a balanced manner? Like, I'm well, kind of confused with... Well, it depends.
So, say, for example, they must say, you know, say Nikita, I talk bad boy. I'm here, say she talk bad boy. I go confront them and ask them, really? But you hear that? And then I probably go call you too and say, yo, you know, say, Ray, come here, me go down and say, go talk about this all the way because you don't know a family reason. You know, I go say, that you're going with. All right, I go take my time and find out and see what happened. And I go tell her, say, you tell me.
Because most people are like that. Most people are like that.
No, I go do that. I go say, that you're going? That you say?
I go load it up.
All right, no worries.
You're going to load it up.
Yo, Nikita, you know, say, at this, such and such, I say, come here, come pick you up and
we'll
come up at the house right now.
Yeah, we're going to have that round table conference. I like to do that too.
Yeah, we prefer it that way, you know.
So that we can get everything out in the open so nobody can say, well, I never said this or I said that. Like, everybody hear what everyone said, so it's a mutual thing, so everyone gets it, like, okay, this is what was said. Yeah, so we just keep it pushing after that. I agree.
At a way that it may feel like things to deal with. You know what I mean?
But not everyone is so diplomatic, you can say, when it comes to situations like that. People are more quick to lash out and angry and take sides.
But would you prefer me take your side?
In
a certain instances?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to tell you, know how I am already. I feel like it just boils down to loyalty. Like, it just all depends on how the person views loyalty. For me, whether you're right or wrong, I'm going to hold you down. And then when we get behind closed doors, I'm going to let you know, say, yo, you know, say they're wrong for that because whenever they respect that or whatever. But I would never, ever correct you or try to shame you or say anything against you in front of anyone else. Like, I would never do something like that.
I think it's kind of similar. It's a similar vibe.
So it's kind of, it's more for me.
Because
like
say, I'm going to go on and take no side, like you said. But me, I'd rather, like, we all talk at the same time.
Of course. I respect that, too, because I'm that type of person where I would rather we just have that one conversation, get it on the open, everybody could say their piece, and we keep it pushing, whether we're going to agree to disagree or we're going to be cordial and, you know what I'm saying, get past it. Yeah. But either way, I feel like we should all definitely be there to be able to have that roundtable conference to definitely discuss what needs to be discussed and get past
it.
Yeah. But it's definitely a tough situation some people could be in where, you know, they have to defend their spouse, especially when they know the spouse ain't shit and they still trying to defend the spouse against the family just because they don't want the family to know that the spouse ain't shit. So you have situations
that's
like...
That's kind of tough.
I mean, you have situations
that sound
like
toxic.
That. It is a toxic...
Like, if you're going to do that...
Mm-hmm.
And you know, say, in reality, whatever the person is telling you is true.
Mm-hmm.
But you yourself are going to hide it, even though you don't like it and know, say, whatever it's it is, a personal thing that hurt you.
Yeah.
That's a toxic situation you're putting yourself in.
That definitely is.
And allow for fester and grow. You know what I mean? And me definitely don't want that.
But that's like a regular relationship, though. Because I know a lot of relationships that are like that.
Yeah, can't deal with that. Can't deal with that.
I'll say two. I have two associates. So I'm going to say friends. Associates that are in relationships where shit is like horrible. Like they're in physical issues, like domestic issues at home and all these things with their spouse. But yet still, when it comes to the world, it's like, oh no, everything is great.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is nice. Like we're having a happy life. You know, that pretend, that facade, that, you know, that play dolly house kind of lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it's just like, why would you put on so much energy to fake something that you know you're not really genuinely happy in? Like, it's hard for me to see it, but a lot of relationships are like that.
You can't do that.
A lot of relationships are like that.
Can't do that at all. You know, can't deal with the fake thing. And the stress. Stress rate.
What you call it stress, some people call it entertainment. Some people don't want the boring lifestyle. Some people want to be able to know so them can't argue and cuss and be a things that go on, plate and mash up and glass up, broke and pay you things. Like, hell no. I don't got time for all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for me, I feel like once you get home, like, your house should be your peace, your sanctuary, where you're at, you know, your most vulnerable state, where you can just be free and be you. Yeah. It shouldn't be where you have to come home and you arguing with this one and you gotta hear this girl coming in and saying your man done did this and that third and like the all the unnecessary commotion and the, you know what I'm saying, the drama. I can't. Yeah. I don't have the energy to do that unless you violate me. When you violate me now, then we, my antics, my pettiness come in. But outside of that, like, I don't really see, I can't see myself living or being in a relationship where I'm having a constant battle with you day in and day out about the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's
makes no sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. I don't think I could ever do something like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. After a certain time frame, I'm just like, all right, if you ain't gonna get your shit together, like, I give you amount of time to get it together. But then when I realize that you're trying to take my kindness for weakness and you're trying to take me for a fool,
yeah,
like, that's when I have to cut it off. And it's just like, all right, now we can't do this no more.
I agree.
I don't know, Sharon never burnt no fool, right?
I agree.
So
I'm with you there.
You with me there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this episode is very short and spicy. So let us know what you think about
hold on there,
this.
You know, more ask you one thing.
What happened?
More ask the viewers them one thing, you know. Me ask it to you already now, you never really give me a full explanation, right? The zodiac business. With the woman them, right? And not just woman them. Come get to realize that some man stupid one and a follow up the zodiac business. See?
Hi, why I'm Nikita always? And I'm a Cancer.
Yeah, why when a woman do something, or a man do something.
They blame some it on of
them, them blame it on being a Cancer, a Leo, or this or a that.
I would definitely, because it's true. Like,
oh, you know, it's true.
Because that's what they say.
Oh, you know, say Jupiter orbit outside of Venus and in a Saturn and its second moon.
Playboy, I ain't say all of that. Yeah. I ain't say all of that, all right? Oh, yeah. As I said.
Oh, you know.
The zodiac sign.
All right. First and foremost. Oh, you know, say Jupiter orbit Saturn. And Saturn in the new moon or whatever. Oh,
you me to tell you something about that. Me and you never all argument. They say, oh, yeah, but words in my mouth. Say me to say, me and you never talk about that.
Okay. But it we just find it weird.
Listen.
And then if you can't explain that, oh, you're going to tell me, say no.
Don't worry about
all
that.
Because
yeah, but don't
I'm
worry about
Leo.
No, because Listen, why you going
to They don't eat me, I say. I'm confused. Me here to see when a person I behave a certain way and I do a certain thing.
And they blame and me on their sign.
I threw me a Leo make me do that, man. Or, you know, I'm a Cancer, so this is why I behave like this. No. You behave like this because your brain I tell you to behave like this. This is who you are. Not because you're cancer.
I don't believe that because I'm a very emotional person. Like, I wear my heart on my sleeve, okay. and I work off of my emotions.
Okay.
And I feel like
it's because
I'm a cancer. Because that's just how cancers are programmed. Cancers are very so emotional creatures. So you never
see a Leo, where?
That's emotional?
Yeah.
No, Leos are more... Capricorn, right? Leos are more arrogant.
You never see a Sagittarius.
I don't really know the rest of signs. Outside of our signs, I don't really mess with the
you
rest.
You never see a Virgo, where... Like, you have never experienced
Yes, Virgos
somebody.
Are very naive and very, like...
Never wear them
Some of them stupid. Huh? Sorry, Virgos. No, I know a few Virgo, but I may tell you the woman them. I know a few Virgo woman, but I may tell you.
Damn Virgos.
I don't know. I can't. I don't even know. Like, Virgo woman. If there are any Virgo women out here, I apologize. You know, I mean, I didn't really mean nothing by it, but yeah, you know, it is what it is. Nah, I didn't.
Yeah, it's okay, man. You don't listen, put yourself out there already. Just go away out by your sleeve.
Cancers
you're a cancer.
Are the best.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every other sign, like. But
we need explanation, though. So if you have no explanation for me, in the comments, please. Why? Why you not always blame them thing upon these things?
I don't know. Cancers, we're very emotional. We're very, like, caring. We can be very moody. We are very moody. Yes.
I don't know about that. Because yeah,
I'm very moody.
I'm a Virgo and I'm very moody.
No, you're not moody. You're just sometime-ish. Are the same
I'm
thing
a Virgo
that?
And I'm very
moody. Moody and sometime-ish are the same thing?
I'm a Virgo and I might flip switch can just come so in a spur of a moment.
No, he's...
And I'm in a good mood and then all of a sudden we just stay so.
Oh, yeah, you do be doing that sometimes. Yeah, like, he would be on 10, and then next 2 minutes, oh, I'd be even on some tired, and then it's just like...
My mood just changed. I'm just get cranky.
Yeah, that does happen. But overall, you're a very quiet and nice person, like...
I don't know, man. It just not make no sense. That's all I'm saying.
Listen, I don't know about Sorry, Virgos, people, but man. I know cancers were, you know... That's the only three things I know about the mood and, you know, the sensitivity and all of that for cancers.
We're going to get somebody who can that knows about that.
Astrology stuff. And all of those things.
Come
yeah.
sitting on top.
Because we
it.
Definitely don't know
Because we're interested. You don't get a full understanding.
So if you're interested, let me tell you about your sign and let me tell you about mine. That's how you're going to learn from who's
somebody
around
Somebody
want to
know
sign.
When Saturn and a Venus moon?
Your brother, that wasn't the question. Like, no, the question.
You, if you don't know nothing about that, then we can't talk. And this is the basis. That's one of the basis of the thing. You have to know when Venus in a Saturn moon.
Let me tell you something about him.
Our Virgo in a Capricorn star.
If you don't know him, he's like Mr. Google, Mr. Encyclopedia, Mr. Know-it-all, Mr. I can sit here and watch Jeopardy and answer every question. Like, he's...
That's not me.
Bougie.
That's not me. Please.
As... Okay? That's not you?
My people, you know me. I'm not bougie.
Y'all would think I'm the bougie one because I like to, you know, do the prettiness and all of that, but...
My people,
he
y'all
is
know me.
Bougie as hell. He's bougie, but yet conservative. I'm bougie and ratchet. So it's a difference.
My people,
between...
they know me. Nowhere near bougie. But, you know, if you come to me with facts, come to me with facts.
Listen.
And that me deal it.
So that's what I deal with too. That's what I'm talking about. The facts is that cancers are very moody.
Yeah, but if you can't explain to me why Venus in a
Because
Virgo
that's how
star.
We were born. But that's not the question. Are you asking about the signs? So where you going with Venus and stars and all these? That like,
God,
what's the constellation? All I got to do? Like, nobody's not. Yeah, but that, bro. All
right, we're going tonight. Virgo in a something moon, somebody moon.
I'm not a Virgo. Yeah, she
exactly.
Asking me
that. Exactly. So you know, I try to tell you. You know, that me I say, and that's what I'm saying. If you can't tell me about that,
bro,
you know I hear it.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna leave that alone. You can wait until your expert come around, expert. And then they can be able to sit down and talk to you about all these things that your mind is wandering on. Yes, we and need then
the expert. Expert, one of them, show up, pop up. Let's go. We're ready to talk to y'all.
Help him because he needs the help. I already know about my sign. I'm already aware of cancer, but I guess he's unaware of what's his sign? Virgo.
Zebulon.
Yeah, he's unaware. So, yes, whoever out here that can help him, please help him. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yes, so we're going to wrap it up now. Thank you guys so much for joining us on another episode of Music and Marriage. My name is Nikita. Oh, before we go, make sure you guys go over to YouTube and subscribe to our channel. The name is Amlak Red Square Official, AMLAKREDSQUARE.
Yeah.
Official, and on IG you can follow us at Music and AND Marriage Podcast. Also on IG you can follow me at Nikki_Gordon718 and
Amlak Red Square at Amlak Red Square basically on all platforms.
Yes, so make sure you guys go over to all streaming platforms and make sure you check us out: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, anywhere podcasts are being streamed. Thank you for joining us. Make sure you go over and subscribe. Please go over to our YouTube channel. Please go over to our YouTube channel and subscribe. Thank you guys so much for tuning in again on another episode of Music and Marriage. My name is Nikita. I am your host. This is my Jeez.
I'm not Red Square.
And this is my co-host.
I'm still here. All right.
And this is my co-host.
I'm not Red Square.
Thank you guys for joining us again. What good people.
Yeah.